Oh, goody. You're finally awake. Hello, my boy, and welcome to my home. I hope you like it. I cleaned it up just for you. This place is usually filthy with blood and body parts and my juices and webs, just everywhere. Such a mess. It's been a while since I had a guest as cute as you. So I wanted to properly prepare. See? I even put decorations on the wall. Aren't they beautiful? I pick only the prettiest examples of the human form for display. I love looking at you humans, gazing upon your beauty. You humans are lucky. Spider girls are only half human. I only get the upper half, as you can see. I do have a vagina, but it's a little different. But you are complete, purebred, 100% human, with all the parts and everything. I'm jealous specifically of you boys. Your genitals look so fun. How your penis lengthens and points up. How your scrotum can dangle low or pull up close just under your penis. That's really cool. I can't do that. You should be proud of your body. See the cute boys I selected for my cave wall? They're all tall, with big muscles and long, draping penises. That one's uncircumcised. I like that. And look at the one next to him. His testicles rest almost at mid-thigh. I love my well-hung boys. You might not be into boys like me. Are you gay? No. I didn't think so. Don't get me wrong. I like the girls, too. Their beautiful long hair. Their curvy hourglass figures. Their full, round breasts. And their juicy, delicious pussies. The ones on the wall are gorgeous, aren't they? See the blonde with her long pubic hair? Her hips are great, aren't they? And the redhead with the spherical tits that just jut outward right in front of her chest. And her perky pink nipples. She's just magnificent, don't you think? What's wrong? You look scared. You don't like the decor? Maybe it's the fact they have no feet, just bloody dripping stumps. Well, sometimes my art tries to run away, and I can't have that. Turns out not everybody's too keen on being strung up on a wall or swallowed whole. Oh well, it's not really up to them. I just remove their means of escape with one clean bite at the ankles. You look horrified. Oh, don't worry. They don't feel a thing. First, I spray them with a numbing agent I produce in my nether regions. I have little glands around my groin that can squirt a toxic venom that numbs pain. Sometimes they overfill, and I have to empty them to get relief. It's a lot like how you humans urinate. You call it pee, right? Yeah. Spider Girl's anatomy is a little different. I'm a human woman from the waist up, tits and all. And Right at the crotch, I transition into a spider. That's why I still have a vagina. It's just kinda scary looking. I still have completely functioning female reproductive system. And I can breed with both human men and spider men. Their dicks are bigger, sure, but human males have a certain uniformity that I think is super sexy. Our insides are quite different, too, and trust me, I've seen the insides of many a human, so I probably know more about your body than you do. I imagine it feels at least similar to be full of liquid and just release it. I imagine the process of releasing fluid feels similar to be full of liquid and just release it from me into a river, onto the floor, or at a human. It's very pleasurable. In fact, I'm feeling the urge right now. Just give me a sec. I'm gonna turn so I don't get your clothes all soaked. I'm much bigger than you, and one squirt from me would douse your whole body. That feels much better. You see how much that was? If I'm not careful, the force of it can knock you down. It could hit your head on the rock floor and your brains would go everywhere, and I'd have no one to show off to. How dreadful. Anyways, where was I? Oh, right. The best thing about humans is how they taste. Oh, it's just indescribable. I'm telling you, you haven't lived until you've sunk your teeth into a warm, succulent, firm breast. The texture, oh, the flavor, how the blood starts pouring out. I only eat my food alive, so I can feel the pulse and watch the blood spurt and hear the screams. It's fantastic. The pleasure I receive from tasting humans can actually cause me to orgasm and shoot out streams of my numbing spray, like I just did. Thick green ropes of it flying from my genitals and into the face of a screaming woman. Okay, but enough chit-chat. Talking about it isn't nearly as fun as doing it. First, I want to look at you. So I'm just going to peel these clothes off of you. I don't understand clothes. If I were you humans, I'd strut around naked to show off my junk to everybody who could see. I don't mind, though. This is like unwrapping a present. It's kind of fun. Let's just pull your underwear down. Hey, why are you covering yourself like that? No need to be shy, boy. You're allowed to be naked here. In fact, I require it. Come on. I want to see your penis. You know I can still see the sides of your balls anyway, right? Just put your hands down. There we go. All nude. Just for me. Don't you feel better? Your sexy parts free, exposed on display, unburdened by clothing. Oh, walk around a bit for me, will you please? I like to watch boys' penis and testicles flop around. Hey now, no pouting. You better do as I say, or there will be no numbing spray for you. Besides, in a minute, you'll never walk again. So you best enjoy it while you still can. Thank you. Careful, don't slip in the puddle. Oh, you have such a pretty cock. That hot length of flesh dangling between your legs, its flared tips smacking into your thighs. Doesn't it feel good? Oh, I bet it does. I wish I had a cock. I would play with it all the time. I guess I'll just have to use yours instead. Come hither, my naked boy. What are you looking around for? Hey! Hold it right there. I've got your balls. See how I'm pinching them between my two front legs? Don't move, or I'll poke a hole clean through your sack. Seriously? Trying to escape? You know I'm twice as tall as you and have four times as many legs, right? You humans are beautiful. And you're delicious, but boy, are you dumb. You know, that was very rude of you. After all the time I spent preparing, you try to scamper off? All I did was compliment you and tell you how pretty you were and free you from your clothing and hand-select you from thousands of humans, and then you try to run? Ugh! You leave me no choice. You've just lost your foot privileges. You better stop whining and hold still, or I'll take your testicles away from you too, and you'll get no numbing spray. You will feel excruciating pain as I slowly rip your testes from your body. Is that what you want? No, I didn't think so. Here. I'm going to lift you up by your hips and stick you to my wall, securing you some web here. Right next to this gorgeous redhead. I'll put you close enough so you can feel her up if you want. She's dead. She doesn't care. Don't worry. She's fresh. I just killed her this morning. She still smells like cherries from her shampoo. Look at her, resting with her eyes closed. She could be peacefully sleeping. If not for her missing feet and the bite marks on her breast. And on her thigh. And on her butt. Oh, I remember that one. Her buttocks were plump and juicy. Still are. Go ahead and feel it. Nice, right? Does that make your cock hard, boy? Feeling this sexy, naked, dead girl's firm ass? Run your hand through her sweet folds. Come on. Rub her vagina. Still warm, huh? She had a great cooch. May her soul rest in peace. Okay, that's enough. Just hold your arms out. There we go. Nice and secure. Let me just pat that cute butt of yours. Oh, I can't stay mad at you. You're too cute, you little cutie. I liked watching you play with her. That made my glands well up. I'm all full of my nerve juice again, which is good, because you'll need some for your feet. I mean, my feet. You're panicking again. Oh. What? You thought I'd just stick you to the wall and that would be the end of it? Nope. You still need to learn your lesson. Okay, I'm gonna spray you. You like that, baby? My spider fluid gushing all over your legs? It's matting your leg hair. Feel them start to tingle. Feel them fall asleep. Feel the feeling start to drain out of them. Feel them go numb. Feel them become unresponsive to your commands. I'll give it a minute to fully take effect. Feel your feet just hanging there. In the air, 2 meters off the ground. Wiggle your toes. Is it difficult yet? Feel your genitals, slightly aroused, engorged with blood. dangling gently from side to side. Feel your balls supported by the air. Look down at your junk. See it from above. I can see everything too, and it looks fantastic. Don't mind if I rub my pussy a bit. The ejection of fluid makes it so sensitive. See? It's dripping down to the ground in long, thick strings. If I pull my hand away, my fluid clings to me like a bridge. That feels good. Okay. Try wiggling your toes again. Yep. They're not even moving. You should be unable to feel pain below the knee. Don't worry. I won't bite that high. I'm just taking your feet. Just a little nibble. Right here at your ankles. Okay. I'm going to position myself underneath you. Now, you will feel it, but it won't hurt. My spray numbs the pain receptors, but it just doesn't kill the nerves. Now, I don't know if you've noticed with my talking, but my teeth are pointed and sharp. See if I smile? Yeah, there they are, boy. You're scared now. Can you feel your heart speeding up? Well, despite that, you will actually bleed slowly. Another effect of my ejaculate. It tightens your arteries and thickens your blood, so I can bite off whole limbs and you won't bleed to death immediately. Oh, my baby. Hold still now and take one last look at your feet. I'm gonna open wide, put your foot in my mouth, and then... Oh, that was tasty. Oh, I loved how it just popped off in one bite. Oh, your bones are crisp and ripe. Look at your stub. See how when I bit down, there was just one violent spurt of blood spraying on my face? And now it drips very slowly? Look how thick and dark your blood is. It's syrupy, almost black. There's a puddle forming on the floor. Don't worry about it, dear. I'll clean it up later. I bet it looks pretty terrifying. Blood all over my face, drooling down my chin and onto my neck. Your blood. There, there. Take some deep breaths. You're hyperventilating. Can't have you dying of a heart attack. Oh, but your penis is fully throbbing and pulsing. That's another effect of the spray. You felt the gentle prick of my teeth piercing your skin, then just an odd separation, right? No actual pain, just like I told you. Well, get ready to feel it again. We got one more foot to go. I need to make you symmetrical. Opening my mouth wide. Gently closing it around your other ankle with one forceful contraction of my jaw. Now, you're not going anywhere unless I order it. Do you feel lighter? You just lost both your feet and about 2 pints of blood. You might feel tired and lightheaded, like after a few drinks. You're a double amputee now, pet.
That's irreversible. You will never walk again. You will spend the remainder of your minutes as a piece of art displayed on my wall. Then end your life in my stomach as tonight's dinner. Now you match the beautiful redhead on your left. Yes, she went through exactly what you're going through. She tried to run, and I strung her up, then bit off her feet, too. She had painted toenails. She's fresh, like I said, still dripping blood into her own puddle. God, she's hot. If you bend your knee and lift up your stubs, you can see the bottom of your tibia and all the flesh and tendons and colors that are on the inside of an amputated foot. Look at that dark red blood fall out of you onto the ground, splashing in the puddle. And look at me. That second spray of blood coated my face. And now a few streams of your blood drip onto my chest and over my breasts like rivers on a map. And look at you! Your dick is so hard. Your veins are bulging. Your penis jumps with your pulse, pointing upwards and drooling pre-cum. Well, now that you've learned your lesson, it's time to continue the fun. Before I eat you, I'm going to have sex with you. Remember what I said about breeding? I need an injection of your semen so I can birth some more spider girls. Rejoice, human. Your bloodline will continue. And you won't die a virgin, in case you still are one. Now, you are firmly attached to the wall, so I'll thrust onto you. Let me reposition. Climb partially up the wall. Four legs on the ground, four on the wall. Now your stiff penis is lined up with my vagina. I'm gonna hold your sides for support and leverage. Okay, are you ready, baby? Ready to fuck a spider girl? I'm moving in. Watch how my breasts heave as my breathing intensifies. Watch my bare chest covered in your blood. My erect nipples inches from your chest. My tits are swelling with my arousal. The tip of your penis just touched my lips. I'm gonna kiss you. Oh, you taste. Can you taste your blood on my lips? Feel my tits. Okay, I'm gonna push you in. Watch your hard dick disappear into my pussy. Feel it tighten and clench around your penis. Oh, I'm gonna pump away. Feel my tits bounce against you, smearing blood on your chest. Oh, I have to put my hands flat on the wall to brace as I move back and forth on your cock like a spring, contracting and expanding. Our bodies are joined as we have sex. My fluids wetting your scrotum as your balls slap against me. Faster, faster, faster. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Shoot your semen into me. Come on. Come for me, baby. Oh, good job, baby. I feel it. I feel your semen in me. I wanna caress your face as I come down from my orgasm. Here, let me steal another kiss. Look at your pelvis. You're covered in my ejaculate. I came all over you. Sorry about that. We're still together. Your penis still spasming into my vagina. Oh, that feels great. Okay, I'm gonna pull off of you. Oh my. Looks like you weren't quite done ejaculating. You just hit me in the belly with another rope of semen. Oh, there's another. All over the floor. Wow, since you're high off the ground, I think your penis just shot that jet of cum like 10 feet. Impressive. Another side effect of squirting is your body rapidly produces semen. You just love coming, don't you, boy? You know, sex always makes me hungry. I have to replenish my fluids. Oh, don't look at me like that. You knew this was coming. The inevitable end with you inside me. Hey, come on now. I gave you a good hard last cum. You're soaked in my spray, so you won't feel a thing. I think I've been more than fair. Aw, don't cry now. You're lucky you're with me. There are some monstrous creatures out there far crueler than I. They'll skin you alive and smash your genitals with rocks, all without any numbing agent. And they definitely wouldn't have fucked you. So, all things considered, this isn't so bad. Also, the spider girl pregnancy cycle is much shorter than a human's, less than a month. So, I need to consume copious amounts of protein to convert it into my children. Since you've ejaculated inside me, your DNA will be most beneficial. I will swallow you, dissolve you, and your body will become the body of my offspring. You will serve a great purpose. There's not that many spider girls left. You're going to help me save my species. Okay, now, pet, any last words? Really? You want your last words to be, please, I beg of you, don't eat me, I'll do anything? Huh. The redhead said pretty much the same thing. Only, I preserved her body. I just sucked her insides out from her back and stuffed her. But you, I'm going to eat whole. Well, maybe you guys will meet in some kind of afterlife. I've always wondered if there is an afterlife and what it's like. Well, I guess you're about to find out. You probably shouldn't mention that you copped a feel of her dead corpse. Most girls are probably not into that. Okay, I've stalled long enough now. I'm just going to cut your webs. Caught you! And lift you up. Now, my human half is only slightly bigger than you, but I can unhinge my jaw like a snake. And since my organs are all in my spider half, my torso is pretty much one big tube. Now, would you like to go in head first or feet? I mean, leg stumps first. Up to you. Okay, then. I've enjoyed my time with you. I'll miss you. Bye.
suspend your feet. Now you're going to be slowly digested, but don't worry. You'll pass up the suffocation long before that. So just listen to the sound of my voice as I lull you to sleep. Only you'll never wake up. And here it's rather peaceful. That's one of the reasons I tire you out with a good fucking. You're more calm and you thrash around us, which is very uncomfortable for me. Can you feel my vocal cords vibrating as I talk? Like a massage. There isn't much room to move around in there. You're a pretty tight fit. Feel the tight, warm, gentle squishing. Are your eyes open? I noticed you closed them on the way in. What do you see? Is it just dark? Can you make out the color of my insides? Dark red, I imagine. Maybe not. I don't know. I've never seen it there. I feel you poking me. Is your cock still hard? Is that what this is? Shit, boy, that's what a horny cock. You can gently thrust into me if you want. Grab your erect penis on my insides. It's mostly against your belly, so just flex your butt. That feel good? Hump me from the inside. You should feel very tingly. Feel the pressure and movement as my esophagus slowly forces you downward into my core. I feel you moving down. It's gonna get harder to hear me as you pass into my stomach. You'll feel a lot wetter and a lot warmer, but the contractions shouldn't stop. The contractions should stop. I'm forming a cocoon around you, and there you'll lie until you dissolve. You're probably unable to move at this point. I'm just too tight. I can feel your movements slowing. You're blacking out as you run out of oxygen and space to expand your lungs. You're dying. That's got to be something. I hope it's not too uncomfortable and that you die in peace. We had a lot of fun together, but this is the circle of life, sweetie. Your organs are shutting down. Your vision is going black. You're losing any remaining feeling. Just exhale your last breath as you slip away.